Somebody who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. Someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. You tell him that he's too...
I didn't understand.
Why
not? No, it's
not. Someone who makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's determined to do things his way. You call him
stubborn.
Okay. Any other expressions for stubborn?
Oh, yeah.
And someone that you can't tease without him losing his temper. You'd say that he's just any little thing, he takes it the wrong way.
Grown person like that.
A grown person like that.
Old man mind.
Okay. And say something that happened to embarrass somebody. You say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit
touchy.
And if someone lost their temper, you'd say they really got
mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just... What would you say to them if they're on the verge of losing their temper?
I'd ask them,
You tell them to just keep... You want to tell them not to lose their temper. You'd say to them, just keep... What would you, if someone's getting upset about something and you see that they're about to lose their temper, what would you say to them to make them try to relax? You tell them to
be quiet.
Okay, or keep.
Keep quiet.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
What other ways of saying tired are there?
Exhausted.
Or you completely?
Exactly.
Or using the expression wear out.
Yeah.
You're completely
worn out. Worn out.
And if a person has been well and then suddenly hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
That's it.
And if a person went out in bad weather and came in sneezing and everything, you say, he went out in the rain and he...
took a cold.
And if he goes like that, he has a
cold.
And if you have a cold and you can't talk right, you sound a little bit
hoarse.
And say if you usually went to bed at 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up until 1 or 2 o'clock, by that time you'd be feeling pretty
bad.
Or you'd
exhausted.
Okay. Do you ever say drowsy or sleepy?
Yes. Drowsy and sleepy too.
What's the difference?
Neither one. Not any difference in being drowsy and being sleepy.
Which word do you use more?
I don't know.
You say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'm going to
get up.
Well, before you get up you have to. When the alarm clock
wake up. Wake up.
Okay. He said, he's still sleeping. You better go in there and...
go to sleep.
Or he's going to be late for work, so someone better go in there and...
wash your face.
Or if you're talking about someone else that's sleeping too late, you say, he's going to...
You better go wash your face. I'll take a bath.
Okay. Or if he's still asleep, you say, you better go in there and...
wake him up.